This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're such a waste of space. Please get out, girl, you're in my way.
This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. Make sure you are checking that out every single day. They bring the heat every day, and I am super excited to hear them talk about a little bit of that Bucks game, which I got way too invested in last night. I could not turn that off. What a game from Giannis. And I know it's the Pistons. I know it's not a huge one, but that was still a very fun game. But right now, we are joined by Jason Hirschhorn, award-winning NFL and college football writer, co-founder of The Leap. You can find it at theleap.football. You can find him on Twitter and on Blue Sky at @by_JBH. Jason, my friend, it is great to be talking to you. How are you doing?
Andy, I'm doing wonderfully.
Awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. I think this is, of all the times that we have connected on social media, I think this is the first time we've actually connected on a show, a podcast, a radio show, anything. Is that correct? Am I mistaken? Am I misremembering?
I mean, unless it was something so far back ago that it predates our current platforms, it would have to be. I think you're right.
That is great. It seems impossible that that could be the case, but I'm happy that we were able to finally connect and talk some Packers football. So I'm going to start. I know you wrote a couple pieces for The Leap last week, basically some questions that the Packers must address about their offense and defense. Let's start on the defensive side of the ball. What are some questions that the Packers are going to have to address on defense as we start heading into the second half of the season?
The biggest one centers around their defensive line rotation, and this was going to be a major question for them even before the Preston Smith trade. Now, you look at the first half of the season, I'm sure you've talked about it on Twitter, or social media, on your radio show. I know that I have. It's how are they able, or how are they going to be able to get more pressure with these players that we know are capable of it, but haven't done it so far this season on a consistent basis. And one of the easiest ways they could try to find a change would be to redirect where they're putting those snaps. You know, Rashawn Gary has started to turn the corner. We've seen some of that productivity return. They were not getting it out of Preston Smith. That's part of the reason why his snap count had started to dwindle. You know, Lucas Van Ness is someone that the Packers obviously think very highly of. They spent the 13th overall pick on him a year ago. But that productivity has materialized thus far. Do you want to give more snaps to him? Do you want to give some more snaps to Kingsley Anagbare? Or, as the coaching staff suggested, maybe that's going to Aaron Mosby or Brenton Cox Jr. There are a lot of names there I just rattled off. All those guys we've seen be productive at times. But the Packers need to find some sort of alignment with those guys, including their interior defensive linemen, that are going to be able to create pressure on a more regular basis. So, yeah, they can run those stunts. They can run those simulated pressures. Those are things that have worked for them in situations, but they don't have to do that all the time. I think that's probably the biggest individual question that the defense faces during the second half of the year.
I think it might be the biggest individual question that the team faces the second half of this year, because to me, it's a non-starter. If they can't get there with four, I don't think they can reach their potential as a team. I think they're going to have to find a way to generate that pressure. It's really hard to go through the playoffs if you're not getting home with four. There's not enough smoke and mirrors in the world to kind of get you through some of those deficiencies. So I think somebody's going to have to step up, at least one of those guys, if not multiple, in the second half of this year. On the flip side, what were some of the things offensively that the Packers are going to have to address in the second half?
It has to do with their wide receivers. Now, this is a group that has been productive, not just this year, but over the past season and a half now. But we've seen some of the ways in which they've allocated those targets, those opportunities, that workload, maybe haven't been the most productive this season. You know, Dontayvion Wicks is someone that I personally thought was lined up for a very productive year. And we saw at a certain point, the Packers thought so too. Like, he is right now, I believe, number three in targets, barely behind the leader, Jaden Reed, someone that they clearly think can be a big part of their offense, but just it hasn't materialized yet. You know, a lot of those passes, the ones that were catchable, they've been dropped, or he hasn't done with them what he did in 2023. And they have other weapons that have been more productive. Jaden Reed is the most obvious of those, but Romeo Doubs, especially since he returned from his suspension, has been very reliable, very productive. Christian Watson, since he returned from his injury, has also been very productive. Are those players, Doubs and Watson in particular, ones that they have to prioritize more than Wicks? And if so, what does that wide receiver rotation look like? Because right now, or at least going into the bye, that was a situation where Wicks was still getting a significant amount of the workload. And if you're looking at the targets per snap, he was right at the top of that team. That's something they have to shift down, at least for the time being. You know, maybe it doesn't change his long-term trajectory, but in terms of 2024, do you want to give more opportunities to Watson and Doubs, who have done more with them lately? And also, do you want to find more opportunities for Tucker Kraft, someone who has done a lot of the dirty work and has been very productive with it, but maybe you want to draw up some plays for him in particular, not just those leak plays that we've seen. So a lot of things there that they can do because it's such a talented group. And at a certain point, you have to decide who you're going to prioritize. And the best time to do that would probably be now, coming out of the bye.
Yeah, I think so too. If you put your head coaching hat on for the moment, is that what you would do, is maybe cut back Dontayvion Wicks a little bit?
Yeah, or at least cut back on the amount of plays for which he is one of the primary reads or the
sure.
primary read. I think you want to get the ball, again, into your best playmakers more during the second half of the season. So that's Reed, that's been Kraft. I think you want to get more opportunities for Watson and Doubs too. And that has to come out of someone's work share. And right now I think the obvious candidate for that is Wicks.
We're being joined right now by Jason Hirschhorn, award-winning NFL and college football writer and co-founder of The Leap. You can find it on theleap.football. I want to get to a couple of your pieces this week on the Chicago Bears. Specifically, I think the one I'm really excited to talk about is the offensive coordinator change in Chicago. You wrote about just how much of an impact can this make, especially on a short week. I don't want you to give away the whole article here, but what are some of the things that you're looking for with this offensive coordinator change in Chicago?
It's more that I don't know how much to...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really change for Chicago when they make a change in the middle of the year. This applies to almost any team making that kind of change. You know, even the ones that have been historically successful, or at least we think of as being successful, like the Baltimore Ravens in 2012, you know, they fire Cam Cameron, they install Jim Caldwell as the offensive coordinator, they go on to win the Super Bowl. And everyone says that was a great change. Except for the offense didn't really get much better at all. It just happened to be the case that the defense and the special teams played better. You know, Ray Lewis on that team came back from injury. Those were things that really influenced the direction of the team more than the offensive coordinator change. We just don't remember it that way. And then you look at Thomas Brown in particular, the Bears' new play caller. He's someone who has a little bit of experience calling plays. He did it last year in spurts with the Carolina Panthers. Did not go terribly well, but there's not a lot you can take from that either, right? Like, that was a team starting a rookie quarterback, had one of the worst offensive-supported casts of any team in the league. It's obviously still the case this year. And I just don't know how many people in that situation could have succeeded. So in a way, he's kind of a black box. On the other hand, it's just not a situation where anyone installed middle of the year is going to be able to make a huge, huge impact. So I don't expect the Bears' offense to go from where it currently is to being some sort of dynamo during the second half of the year. But in a one-game sample, in a situation where there isn't any tape on you coaching and calling this particular offense, there are certain things you can pull out. You can pull out, obviously, trick plays, but also you can recalibrate the things in your offense, the tricks in your offense, the direction of your offense. And in that sense, maybe they can try to catch the Packers off guard. I think there's a little bit of meat on the bone there, but this is also something that the Packers are talking about at 1265 Lombardi Avenue as well. So I don't know if there's that much that the Bears ultimately are going to be able to do here, but maybe there's a little something because it just happened earlier this week.
Yeah, the only other thing I can think of is if that offense was checked out and just sick of Shane Waldron and they knew they needed a different direction, anything at this point maybe gives them a hint of a spark, if nothing else. For me, I wish it happened a week later. I wish it was Green Bay that forced that firing, but I still, to your point, I think the bigger thing here is it's really tough to make whole skill changes or anything of any significance in such a short period of time for an offense that looked absolutely abysmal, especially against the Patriots just a week ago. Another piece that you wrote was the Packers have the potential to end the Matt Eberflus era. So I have a two-part question for you, Jason. I'm assuming they can go about that by winning this week. And B, is that the right long-term player? Should we want Matt Eberflus to stay in Chicago moving forward?
And yeah, to be clear, I don't expect the Bears to fire Matt Eberflus directly following a loss to the Packers this weekend. It's more of, there's only so many ways that Matt Eberflus and his staff can really secure another season. And the quickest, most effective path available to them would be beating the Packers, a thing that they have not done, a thing that, as we report at the Leap, really does matter to that ownership group, like in a way that it probably shouldn't. So when we come to this game, though, Matt Eberflus and the Bears obviously are at a significant disadvantage, and that has been the case now for whatever this is, their fifth matchup versus the Packers. I don't see that being something that is not an effective path for them winning this Sunday. I also don't see this being a case where Matt Eberflus is going to be able to pull something out the way we've seen with some of the past Bears coaches. You know, we've seen Lovie Smith way back in the day now, you know, and his coaching staff pull out like the punt surprise that almost upset the Packers, things like that. That just doesn't seem to be in their wheelhouse. Now, from the Packers' perspective, I don't know that that's good or a bad thing, whether they keep Matt Eberflus or not long term. I don't think it's something they can really worry about to a certain degree because, you know, if the Bears are going to be inept with Matt Eberflus, do we know that it's going to be any different with another head coach? Every head coaching change is a bit of a dice roll, even when you're a team that has historically made better choices than the Bears. So I don't really know that that matters. I don't know that's something that the Packers fans should really worry about other than this is the matchup this week. This is the team that they have to beat. There are some ramifications, obviously, because it's a divisional game. They can't just treat it as, you know, a throwaway. I think it's really just a situation where the Packers happen to be, again, in position to impact the Bears' long-term future because of the situation that the Bears themselves have put themselves into.
Anything that gives you cause for concern as a Packer fan in this game other than it just feels like a, you know, that easy win and it never really usually comes that easily?
I mean, I don't think the Packers have that much to be concerned about other than, you know, if the Soldier Field turf presents an issue, that's obviously been a problem for them and all teams in the past. This is a Bears team that does have talent. That defense in particular has played well over the course of the season. It also hasn't played quite as well lately. That's a factor too. But the Packers look healthy. We got that news earlier this week. The Packers look like they're going to be able to trot out maybe the best version of their offense, by which I mean more under center stuff, under center play action in particular. That's going to be a thing that should help them against the Bears and any opponent. So I don't really see this being a huge opportunity for them to trip up. Like, yeah, it's the NFL. Any team can beat you any given day. That's a factor here, too. And the Bears obviously are very motivated to do it. But the Packers just have all of these advantages. They have personnel advantages. They have coaching advantages. And if you believe in momentum, that's certainly going in their direction right now as well.
Jason Hirschhorn, I have a very special opportunity for you. We've never done this before, not that the show has been going on that long, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to do our Potawatomie Sportsbook final thought of the day. We got some bump music. I'm going to hit it right now.
You got to do some smart thinking.
It's time for Andy Herman's final thought of the day.
What are you thinking?
Powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook.
What the hell were you thinking?
You're listening to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So, Jason, the first ever guest Potawatomie Sportsbook final thought of the day. I'm going to ask you this. What is your final prediction for Sunday's game this week?
I think that this is the Packers' first big win, by which I mean by margin of victory, since the Arizona Cardinals game. I think this is a situation where they're healthy, they are fresh, they've had the bye week to plan, and they're playing an opponent that's in a particularly disadvantaged position. And all of those things come together to being a 2+ touchdown victory for Green Bay.
You and I are in lockstep. We are 1,000,000% on the same page. And what could possibly go wrong? But hopefully that does end up coming to fruition. Jason, before we get you out of here, tell us all about The Leap and where we can find all of your incredible work.
Yeah, The Leap is a Packers newsletter that I do with my business partner, Peter Bukowski. You can find it at theleap.football. You can find me on social media at @by_JBH on Twitter and on Threads. And if you're a Blue Sky person, I'm @byJBH there. Hope you check it all out. It's obviously a big, big stretch for the Packers, not just this week, but this month in particular. This is going to do more than almost anything else in the regular season to determine what kind of season the Packers ultimately have.
Make sure you are checking out his fantastic work along with Peter Bukowski too, over at theleap.football. They do tremendous work. The journalism is unmatched and they do phenomenal research. It's always fun chatting with both of you. And Jason, I can't thank you enough for doing this. We'll absolutely have to do it again soon. That is going to do it for us today. Make sure to stay tuned for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on The Fan. You can find the Pack-A-Day podcast 365 days a year wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We'll be right back tomorrow for the Brat Bowl special guest for the Brat Bowl for the second show. The Pack-A-Day radio show will include Justice Mosqueda, Carmen Vitale, and Zach Jacobson. It's going to be absolutely epic. But this has been the Pack-A-Day radio show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.